You're on Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Russell Brown is away. He's in Vietnam at the moment, but he filed a story for us, which we're going to listen to now. Essentially, what is the secret of running a successful website? Well, perhaps it helps if you're a couple. Anna Samways and her partner Stephen Shaw run the very popular and Qantas awarded spareroom.co.nz, which takes Anna's New Zealand Herald Sideswipe column sideways into the online world. Rachel and Regan Cunliffe run Throng, which has become a place where all the hard questions, reliable gossip about the TV industry is getting traded on the net. So Russell Brown got the two couples together around a table earlier this week.
Well, we had Runway Reporter that Stacey Gregg and Michael Lamb managed to sell only months after they started up, and we've got Throng and Spare Room with us here. Rachel Cunliffe, are the Mr. and Mrs. the ideal unit for new web businesses?
It works for us. I'm not sure about other people, but I think there's a lot of bouncing around ideas, and if there's disagreements between the two of us, it's just us two to work it out rather than sort of having a big group of people you got to liaise with and get approval from. So I really like it.
Is it also a matter of Anna of having one part of the duo earning an actual salary as well? That must help.
Yeah, I think it does. I think it allows you to sort of work together and sort of pool your resources. But the best thing is you can leverage household duties and childcare out of all in the one place, you know. So working as a sort of a de facto team, I guess you could call it, because it works really well. But you do have to keep quite disciplined and and be careful of each other, because you know how you can perhaps be a little less than, you know, subtle with your a bit more direct than you usually would be with, say, colleagues at work. So nice cups of coffee and cakes help us.
Yeah, because when I used to work at home with my partner, people would say, "Oh, I don't know how you do that. How you could work with your wife?" Well, we manage it. I mean, and you guys all seem to.
I think the thing is that when you're both staring at a computer screen, you're sort of giving some distance to yourself anyway, because in theory, I mean, if you wanted to, you could just send an email via your ISP and end up in your partner's inbox that way. And you tend to get absorbed in what you're the job you're doing at the moment. So it's only really when you stop and start conferring about something that you start finding out what planet each of you is currently on.
Yeah, we can sit there for hours and have not said a word, and then it's like, oh hello.
Regan, of course there are businesses being pursued here. I mean, what do you make of the business environment this year? You've been doing this for a long time. I get the impression that for a lot of us, the advertising is finally starting to flow. Is that your experience with Throng?
Yeah, I think that the advertising industry itself is actually starting to take this a little bit more seriously. It's been an uphill battle, I think, for the last couple of years, but I think, you know, there are some people that have realised, hey, there is actually some good business models going on here, and it's time that we embrace that.
Mm. Was it a matter of you just keeping on banging your head and going to those people and saying, look, we've got an audience?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's still the case. You know, you still have to actively get out there and push what you're doing, because you've still got people who are quite old school that are doing their own thing and still trying to keep everything in an old school medium. Those days are kind of running out very, very quickly, so it's time that everyone kind of jumped on that and realised where everything's going online.
Yeah, it's interesting, talking of old and new media, you guys aren't journalists, and yet you've actually been breaking stories that the mainstream media doesn't get. I mean, how's that experience? It must be quite fun.
Yeah, it is. You know, I think one of the big problems we have in New Zealand is there's not really a lot of journalists who are going out there and looking for stories. I mean, you know, they get the press releases and they kind of reword a little bit and that's about it. You know, it's kind of what a lot of bloggers do, actually. And so for us to actually be able to look at what's kind of going on in the TV industry and all that kind of thing, and then look for different angles of things that people aren't exploring within traditional forms of media, and then basically just doing our best to try and exploit that.
And the interesting thing is that probably your best scoop, the advanced look at TVNZ On Demand, actually came from one of your teenage readers.
Yep. It's fascinating when you get a bunch of people who are quite into a certain thing, and they themselves will actually go out there and do a lot of research themselves, just because it's something that interests them. They don't, you know, have any agenda as such, but they just want to know what's going on. And you know, because of that, you get a group of people who will do a lot more, I think, in some cases than journalists will, because it's something that they actually love doing. It's, you know, there's no, I'm actually getting paid to do this. It's, I just want to do this because it's fun. I enjoy it. And, I've done it, and it's not something else someone has done. And then you actually find that a lot of the other media will actually pick up on that anyway.
Now, Anna, you are a journalist, and I've had people advance the view to me that being a journalist and a blogger is somehow cheating.
Oh, I was only, I studied journalism, then I did it for a year, and then I was a PR trout. So, I was never an ambulance chaser, so I was always in a niche that was pretty much on a par with what I'm doing now. But I think the best thing about the whole advertising online is it's so damn measurable, you know? I mean, there's a huge, and it's so cheap compared to, you know, a big broadsheet ad. And, you know, you can define exactly who's looking at it. So I think more and more advertisers will be convinced that that is the way to go. You know, you can target it so specifically online, whereas I don't think you can do this. It's so broad and general and, you know, the dead tree variety.
So, yeah, tell me respectively about your audiences. You must know a bit about them. Nielsen Net Ratings does the research. Who reads each site? We'll start with Spare Room. Who are the Spare Room readers?
I think they're predominantly an Auckland audience, and they're always going to be skewed towards the boys because they like to be online. But we're trying to grow it to be more of a national reach and have contributors in different centres, and that's the idea. But also we've been quite good at, Spare Room's been quite good at marketing itself to international blogs with similar content, and it's that caring, sharing thing, you know. You don't worry about, oh, they're going to have my story. Well, they've got totally different readers, and, you know, so it breeds a relationship, and if you send and it drives traffic, which ups your total traffic. Although, of course, domestic traffic is the key thing for us, because we're a New Zealand magazine, we want New Zealand readers.
Yeah, I'd go so far as to say you've been the most able site in the country at that job of marketing yourself to overseas sites and getting, you know, drawing traffic from overseas. Was that your intent? Where did you pick up the skill to do that, or is it just purely social skills and emailing people?
I think it is social skills and me just being terribly generous. I just thought, hey, this is a really good story, that would be perfect for Ad Freak, or hey, this is a really good story, I wonder if so and so might like this. And I also understand how difficult it is to find stuff that's not recycled, and even if it's recycled you can put your own spin on it, but the original stuff, like that, you know, a headline in the Whangarei Advocate, which was about a cricketer named someone Paps, and they of course used a Pap smear headline, and that went nuts and it went on FARC and delivered us a lot of traffic. And you know, that good original content should be shared.
Things that mock New Zealanders.
Absolutely.
So what drives traffic? What are the big, you know, the big features, the big stories? You know, when do you get a spike on throng?
When TV shows get cancelled, we get a lot of people just from overseas, all around the world. We had like 20,000-30,000 OC fans in desperation when that show got cancelled, all pouring out their extreme feelings of suicidal feelings. Oops, sorry. All sorts of other things going on there about the show, and there's a lot of spikes from that kind of thing. But also when new shows get announced, people are searching for info, or like Heroes season 2, people are looking for that kind of thing.
And these aren't necessarily New Zealanders who are
no.
coming.
No.
So how do they find you? Is it just Googling, or?
Yeah, and other sites that link up to us, but a lot of people just go out there and Google all sorts of crazy terms and find us.
Again, surely in revenue terms, it's the local audience that matters to advertisers, though, doesn't it?
Absolutely. We're the whole purpose is to build a community site for Kiwis, based around what's on TV here, and you know, from that, because we're talking about shows that are made in the US and screened in the US, you're always going to get web traffic that is looking for those specific things anyway. And because we're talking about it for New Zealanders, I mean, sure, we're going to be, you know, kind of putting spoilers up there about, you know, oh, is there a second series of Heroes? When's that going to be aired? And people in the US who are also looking for that information for their own schedules come across it somehow anyway.
See, you've got this interesting thing of two different timescales. There's the timescale of when those, you know, American series are screening here, and the real one, which, you know, people are getting, people are downloading a lot of those shows. How do you manage that?
We run a spoiler section, which basically enables people, if they are previewing shows before they're on air here, then they can still talk about it. And it's done in a way so that any of that information isn't actually viewable unless you specifically click on it. So if you go into the site, you'll see, you know, comments from everyone about all the different stuff that's going on, but all the spoiler information is completely kind of kept separate.
Right. Well, don't tell me how The Sopranos ends.
That's Russell Brown talking to Anna Samways, Stephen Shaw, Rachel and Regan Cunliffe. And there's more of that that you can hear next week, but that's all the time we've got for this week. Thanks very much for listening. This is Public Address Radio on Radio Live. You can get podcasts of everything you've just heard on the website, publicaddress.net. And you'll get that all as you do this show with the very welcome assistance of New Zealand On Air. Talk to you next week.